Well, hi. Thank you so much for letting me interview you for the next 15 minutes. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for wanting to interview me.
Oh, absolutely. So I want to start off with Hayloft 2 and how unbelievably friggin' cool it is that you guys did a sequel song, because that's so incredibly rare. What like compelled you guys to continue this story in particular?
Well, you know, there's just a lot of new energy around its predecessor. Mm-hmm. Hayloft 1, it kind of rose to a public consciousness, surprisingly. And that kind of just allowed us to look back into the song and reconnect to the song. And in doing so, we kind of realized just how potent the narrative was, potentially unfinished it was.
Yeah. And
the concept of writing a sequel was brought up, and it was both a terrifying and a great idea. Could have gone either way, but we at least had to try.
Yeah. Well, it was incredibly well received, so it was clearly a good choice.
Yeah, luckily. I'm so thankful that it went well. You know, I think so long as the music is authentic and you love it, then it will go well. That's generally a philosophy that I think works.
That's a good philosophy, I think. It's actually really interesting because it's almost like it was meant to be, in that the Hayloft 1 is a story song. And so it really lent itself to a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that was very fortunate, I think. It's almost like you guys planned it in 2008. So you guys also got nominated for Group of the Year for Juno. So congratulations on that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you guys to get that kind of recognition from a very specific, like the Canadian music industry?
It's an honor. And we're just really grateful. And we kind of see any award as a celebration of what's going on around us, the people around us, or any nomination, rather. So yeah, we kind of really just pass that baton to the fans always, because if they weren't excited, if they weren't engaged, then, you know, I don't think nominations like that would come to surface.
You've also got a great tour all planned, lined up, and I'm sure you guys are excited to get going with that. Have you had any opportunities to perform in the last 2 years as we've all been locked inside?
Yeah, I mean, we just finished a month-long U.S. tour, and that was like a reinitiation under fire, especially after being so sedentary for 2 years.
Was that a little bit nerve-wracking going back into performing, especially for a U.S. tour? That's pretty big stakes.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking and exciting. And once we got out there, it was kind of humbling. It was like, oh yeah, this is hard work. We kind of forgot. We've grown used to just chilling out in our apartments for the last 2 years. But on the stage, you need to be really thrusting your energy forward and running around, and you're screaming for 90 minutes every night, or it feels like that. You know, you're singing into this microphone, which is being amplified. It's like this great grand expelling of energy, and we had forgotten just how taxing that is.
I bet.
Yeah.
So have you guys had the chance, you're going on tour with Monowheels across Canada. Have you guys had the chance to like meet them or talk to them, or is it going to be a full-blown meeting during the tour?
We've exchanged some excited, kind words like via Twitter, but we haven't met in person.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's very exciting, because we played them a lot. We played you guys a lot. And so the fact that you guys are going on tour together is so cool for us and our listeners.
Well, thanks for spinning Canadian music.
Oh, yeah. No, we spent a lot of it. We had a show dedicated to just Canadian content. So we play a freakish amount of you guys.
Oh man, thank you so much. That means the world.
Oh, not at all. We love hearing that you guys have new music out, because it's almost like a guaranteed. Oh, well, that's almost a great track almost immediately. Well, that's kind of all I wanted to talk to you about: Hayloft, the Junos, and your tour, and kind of nailed all of them.
Cool. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.